Now, here's your host, Tom Donahue, an investigative broadcaster and a man on a mission.
Good day and welcome, America and beyond. I'm Tom Donahue for Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Report. So glad you can be with us. I'm going to just start out by saying, well, not that I told you so, but I am pretty good about political prognostications. And if you recall, first of all, I said Hillary was not going to be a candidate, was not going to enter the 2020 demolition derby. But moreover, I said, don't count Biden out. And I said that Joe Biden, in all likelihood, in the end, will be the competitor, the opponent for Donald Trump, that he would be the Democrat candidate for president for 2020. Now, I said, ideally, it would be kind of cool to have the capitalist versus the communist, because the stark contrast is just so self-evident. However, that is very unlikely, although it was kind of interesting how Biden resurfaced. You know, he was a resurgent candidate, and there's reasons behind that. And in this particular hour, this week, we're going to explore some of those. But I wanted to go back to something that I had brought up, and I guess I had some nicknames, and I did this well before Donald Trump became a candidate and became the president. So I've been notorious for that. Not as much insulting as trying to come up with not only zingers and catchphrases, but also nicknames for certain politicos, but not just politicians, but people outside the political realm as well. I kind of touched on this momentarily about Mayor Pete, and I was trying to come up with something, and I mentioned it once, and then as I thought back or listened back to the program, I realized that his name, the perfect name, is Perfect Pete, because he really thought he was perfect. Well, I guess he was a little imperfect because he petered out. You know, well, that's another good one. A lot of this stuff just comes to me, you know, through stream of consciousness, just spontaneously. It's like when they say in the movies, you just know it when a plan comes together, you know, and sometimes just things come together. But yeah, no more Perfect Pete. But beyond that, there was a quote that I was trying to reference, and I alluded to, at least in large part, what it was, but I didn't have it at my fingertips. It wasn't at my disposal at the time. And so I decided to research that specific quote, and this was prior to many of the candidates dropping out and failing miserably, plummeting during Super Tuesday. But this was the quote that Perfect Pete, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, had to say, and it was actually right on. He says, let's put forward somebody who's an actual Democrat. Meaning he was criticizing Bernie Sanders and Michael Bloomberg. I love it when he wanted to say, just call me Mike. Yeah, the $6 billion Mike. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I take that back. I'm thinking of the $6 million man. But no, he's the $60 billion man. So, yes, and Trump, he does have more money than you. You know, more economic or financial clout. But political clout, not so much. Perfect Pete actually was right on, because Bernie Sanders declares himself as an independent socialist, but his ideology is well beyond socialism, and he truly is a naked communist. I mean, there's just, I mean, everything he says and believes and supports, propagandizes, you know, and promotes, it is certainly, you know, of the communist philosophy, ideology, comes from Karl Marx and the Communist Manifesto. He really can't call him a Democrat. Certainly not moderate, certainly not traditional, and really not really a Democrat. And, I mean, he says he's not. So it's kind of interesting. Like, how can you still, just because you, because we don't have that system where, you know, political parties, you know, they can I forget the exact term, but it has to do with collaborating. And so he kind of collaborates, you know, if you will, and cooperates. You know, it really has to do with the fact that he's not really within. He's really kind of on the outskirts of that party. And he's really on the outskirts of socialism because he reminds me of a firebrand, you know, college professor that's teaching poli-sci, or philosophy. Well, that's really, you know, Bernie Sanders. And then, of course, you have Bloomberg, which, again, another dropout, Sanders will be a dropout at some point, or he'll be just thrown out because, he's doing really badly now. Look, you know, kind of the bottom has fallen out and, you know, he's peaked, you know, well, Perfect Pete, peaked at the beginning and sputtered, all the way, you know, and petered out. So we know that. But Bloomberg, was a party crasher, as I mentioned, and he really was a moderate Republican, you know, disguised as a born again Democrat. And he threw more than $600 million. And some say it may have been even up in the range of $1 billion with all the expenses, the advertising, you know, the campaign staff, the, you know, all the costs that were involved in his putting together this political machine. And yes, he garnered some delegates and he did have a little bit of political sway. And, you know, there were a lot of people that were saying maybe he's the guy because it looked like former VP, Joe Biden was, you know, about to collapse, you know, in every which way, form and fashion. And then, of course, you know, he knew his base. He knew what could happen in South Carolina. He put everything he had on the line and, you know, he was all in. And of course, South Carolina delivered in a huge way. And that was having to do with, blacks, the African American, community and Congress, you know, and Claiborne and others, that were supportive of him. So consequently, you know, the establishment said, okay, Biden can win. He is moderate. Even if we have to prop him up, you know, even if we have to, limit his FaceTime, his airtime, you know, we can still work with him, you know, because remember the puppeteers don't mind puppets and they've had some dummies before and you know, others that were incapacitated, whether it be physically, nearly, mentally. That's not a big deal to them. You know, as long as you're a puppet and you are programmed and you perform, accordingly, no big deal. Matter of fact, he's the ideal candidate because, he's much more controllable. And we'll be talking about that too in his ties to the new order, the new world order, the dark order. The darker and deeper state, absolutely, positively, and I've got a major, major quote coming up here momentarily that some of you may have missed, and if you have missed this, it's quite consequential and substantial, and of course, it's right in my wheelhouse, and it's right, you know, it's staying in my lane. You never see those commercials or you see, you know, certain people say, stay in your lane. Well, I'm in my lane, but I go beyond my lane, too. So yeah, so there's so much more to get to in my analysis, as it relates to, you know, the un-American party, the demon party. But there are some rays of sunshine and a little bit of hope for the nation, even on the other side. And I'm going to explain that as well as it relates to Biden versus Sanders and what, you know, even the Democrats are saying to, you know, what might be just going too far as of going off the political cliff and losing and discarding our nation. So more to come. Hold tight. Right back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Let's get back to the Tom Donahue Show. Always authentic, independent-minded, and truth-seeking.
Okay, we are back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. So glad you are with us. And I want to focus on the Dem dropouts, okay? The Dem drop-offs. Because so many of the candidates, well, almost all of them, have departed. They haven't just suspended their campaigns. They have ended their campaigns. And they have very quickly coalesced and it decided to endorse Biden. Now, even Warpath Warren hasn't endorsed. And if she really is in favor of such a radical progressive agenda, very similar to the maniac communist Bernie Sanders, then you would think that she would have immediately jumped on board, because there's no way Biden's taking her on as the VP. She's going to play little or no role. But if she were to have early on, sooner rather than, well, maybe it's going to be never. I don't know. If she does endorse Bernie, it's just for a losing cause now. I mean, her support would mean almost nothing. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. But the Democrat establishment, the media, were starting to back away from Biden. And believing that, you know, Biden had fallen down and he wasn't going to get back up, okay? Well, he did get back up. He proved himself in South Carolina. And Bloomberg did not. And Bloomberg, you know, was an unmitigated disaster. I mean, a total bomb, a complete failure in the first debate. Second debate, a little better, but still a poor performance. And so, yeah, it's one thing to spend a whole lot of money and have professionals put together scripts and put together clips and you can practice and you can voice something multiple times and bombard the airwaves. But even that wasn't good enough. I mean, 600 million plus, maybe a billion, some are estimating, that he spent to have maybe a little influence on the campaign, but no one's going to bring, you know, Mighty Mike, which Mini Mike, on officially in any capacity within the administration. If let's say hypothetically Biden were able to dethrone Trump, you know, meaning dethrone the incumbent, but I'll tell you this. Biden has a lot better chance than Bernie Sanders. Yeah, Bernie, just like Trump, you know, he has his following. And they're very, loyal, very fervent, very adamant, very vocal. Now, Trump happens to have a bigger following than Bernie. And Trump, I think through his personality and through, you know, just being this colorful character and also offering something completely different. Although within the constitutional framework, within the American system, he had a better shot. Bernie Sanders is now become too radical. You know, just too hot button, just too much for even many of the progressives, even many from the liberal left or the progressive left, the radical left. But again, there is a built-in audience for him. It's so funny. He's the oldest candidate in the race, and he has the youngest of followers. And some of them, you know, they talk a good game, but they won't, you know, whether they had a bong that night, you know, maybe there was binge drinking or maybe they just, were just out playing and, you know, maybe video games or whatever. But they just don't always show up at the polls. So you have, getting back to my main point here in this segment, the fact that so many have fallen away. That have not only suspended, but ended their campaigns and very quickly jumped on the Biden train. And you have this coalescing and this saying, we gotta find someone that, and we gotta back someone that has a shot at beating Trump. Not just competing, but beating Trump. And even if Biden is comatose, even if Biden is in a complete stupor, if Biden loses all his mental faculties, that's okay because they'll just program him. Maybe they'll even have a clone or they'll have a lookalike. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to put him out there just so that they can reclaim the Oval Office and control the executive branch. I believe me, and I'm saying this a little bit tongue in cheek, but there's actually some seriousness to this because I wouldn't underestimate the devious nature of the demonic party, okay, the Dem party. I really wouldn't. But they are showing some practicality here because they realize that the practical, responsible adult that was not quite a Democrat but could pose as a Democrat, an imposter Democrat, Michael Bloomberg, failed miserably. So this Dem pet project failed. And so they had to go back to basics, and the basics were, well, we got good old Joe. And so it was back to Biden. So Biden was the backup plan. There was no other plan, except for Bloomberg. They knew that just like when Pat Buchanan ran and they tried to derail him, they did. They attempted that with, you know, the Republicans attempted that, later on with Trump, but failed. The Democrat establishment is doing the same with Bernie Sanders. Now, I have a little empathy for Bernie only because he was screwed by Hillary and the Democrat controlling established party, and it's happening to him again. But part of it also is that people are realizing that you cannot beat the capitalists, you cannot beat Trump with communism, and you're going to need someone that can talk to, you know, the lunch bucket, blue collar folks, and also still have ties, and obviously he's done very well with the African American black community, so and minorities in general. So you're going to see, and I thought they would do this perhaps sooner, have Obama come in and fully, you know, a full fledged pledge for Joe, but they didn't need that yet. But I think that was waiting in the wings if it was necessary, and if Bernie Sanders had remained strong. But let me go back to some of these dropouts, ending their campaigns and so quickly. I mean, this was, I've just never seen it this quickly, you know, just throwing their full support behind, good old Joe. But you had Mike Bloomberg, which, you know, it doesn't surprise me. Perfect Pete, Mayor Pete, got behind him, Senator Klobuchar. Andrew Yang, I think Tom Strayer got behind him. Not that it matters. For some reason, Cory Booker wasn't on this list. But yeah, so Cory Booker. So you have minorities, you know, you've got, you know, the people of color. You've got, female candidates that, have dropped out. you have it's a diverse group that almost immediately got behind Joe, realized that the Biden train was not going to derail, no matter what goes on with his, you know, his blundering and his blustering. And yeah, he does bluster because, you know, he does like to fight with protesters. If we talk about baggage, I mean, his whole, if he were on a train, let's say the Biden train, you couldn't have any passengers because there's so much baggage that Joe brings along, in terms of all the comments, the positions he's taken, and then his contradictions, you know, now he's got the memory lapses, he's got borderline senility, you've got, his corporate connections, you have his criminal connections, with Hunter and some of the schemes and scams that he's, propagated and perpetrated, whether it be China, whether it be, the Ukraine, et cetera. Again, he was the vice president for, you know, Barack Obama, and, you know, that's good enough. And he is a stalwart, and he offers stability, and he offers, predictability. And so that's where the majority of the Democrat Party is now. And it's kind of surprising that it's a little bit more normal. And that's kind of an odd thing for me to say compared to Bernie the Communist Sanders. Right back, hold tight, more to come.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store. Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store. Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, putting America first and patriotism in action.
Okay, we are back. Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Program, Tom Donahue Reports. I want to just continue on with this, you know, this dissection and this discussion as it relates to the demon Dems and the debacle and the demolition derby that it really is. But now things are coming into focus, and we may not have as knockdown, drag out, protracted race as we once thought. And there is some talk that Sanders might be seeing the light. And I have a feeling that he might suspend his campaign, not end his campaign, because truly the coronavirus environment and its ramifications, and with almost the banning of public gatherings, large public gatherings, and many of the candidates are having to detach themselves and almost quarantine in a way. But the Democrat candidates are not having large public gatherings or rallies or events. I mean, this is changing the whole dynamic. And so in a way, Sanders can kind of sit back and not have to worry about campaigning through surrogates and also through the internet, through the digital world and connections and social media. He could wage a campaign. However, his chances of winning now, even though he has amassed a large amount of delegates, you know, after, you know, the trouncing Super Tuesday, but also, well, the trouncing that he received from Biden in South Carolina, and then the bruising and battering through Super Tuesday, and then even this recent slew of states that Biden cleaned up on, in particular Michigan, there's really seemingly very little daylight or pathway for Sanders to stop the Biden train. And as I mentioned in the prior segment, the coalescing of so many of alleged political adversaries, you know, and fellow contestants and combatants that are fearful that a communist cannot beat the capitalist, and that Biden has a larger base. Now, Trump has his baggage. Biden has his baggage. It doesn't matter, you know, what, you know, how many gaffes there are and all that, because, you know, you have the country divided down the middle for the most, depending on one's perspective, you know, in terms of, do you look at the programs and the performance politically of the candidates, or do you look at the behavior, the personalities, and the baggage, you know? So there's going to be a lot of things that can be factored in as in terms of who you're most comfortable with, who you feel will be most representative of your views and the programs and the politics that you want promoted. That's really what's going to happen here. But I have to say, at least on a little bit of, and again, I'm a fair-minded person. You know, I'm an independent. Of course, I'm conservative, not Republican conservative, you know, a more constitutional conservative. But I think for myself, and I don't follow any person or party. I'll state this emphatically, that I support Donald Trump and I support his reelection. But do I fawn over him? Do I respect him as a man? No, I respect him as the President of the United States, and I respect the fact that he did take on the mantle in the America First agenda, and that he's become actually more conservative than so-called conservatives, and that is refreshing. But do I see Biden as a mortal threat, much more so than Bernie? Absolutely, because he's got a broader base. The establishment is behind him. That he could win some of those states that Trump was able to take away from Hillary. I think Biden, now that he has the support of the majority of his prior Dem opponents, and that the establishment's behind him, the media has now gotten behind him, Bloomberg is no longer a possible savior to come in, and he comes, you know, if you looked at Biden this week, he, except for the confrontation with, there, you know, on the campaign trail, about gun rights and gun control. And he's had many of these, you know, situations that have, gotten a little out of control when he's confronted, and he likes to push back. But when he addressed not only his supporters, but the Bernie supporters, the party at large, he came across very practical, very sensible. You know, he seemed a little bit more, you know, toned down. He seemed to be empathetic. And I think that it'll play well on the campaign trail. I believe it'll play well in his potential electability. I've always said this. I thought that Biden, no matter how many gaffes, no matter borderline senility, the fact that, well, he's losing his mind, okay, that he's losing, you know, his faculties, but he'll be programmed. It wouldn't surprise me if he's not shot up with stuff to keep him more alert, to keep him, you know, sort of like a Manchurian-type candidate, except, you know, most of these things that he'd be programmed with and supported with, or by, would be things he believes anyway. But It's hard for me to imagine Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, you know, being so demonstrably supportive of Biden. And it shows you that politics in many ways is theater, and that there's other agendas as to why certain, whether a legislator in Congress or a United States senator or just, you know, Perfect Pete, the mayor in a small town, Midwest, South Bend. And then you got Andrew Yang. Andrew Yang surprised me a little bit because he, you know, wanting to give away the store, you know, and give away the country. And he's got that, he was appealing to the youth. So I would have thought that he would have backed Bernie, that Warpath Warren would have put aside any differences with Bernie, realizing that they are so aligned in terms of political soulmates, in terms of the progressive, liberal, radical, communist movement. But those personality differences, she would not thus far get behind Bernie, which actually, you know, if she would have gotten behind him when she withdrew from the campaign, ended her campaign, that would have at least solidified the progressives and the liberals. I think some of them were like, why isn't she behind Bernie? And everybody else is going for Biden, and it kind of left him high and dry. And then Andrew Yang put, you know, one of the final daggers into Bernie's, he has no prior candidates, no dropouts have come to his aid. Now, I mean, if you want to go back to 1984 and 88, I guess you could say Jesse Jackson. But no, I'm talking about, you know, that were up until very recent active, you know, Democrat 2020 candidates. So it's got to be disheartening for Bernie. I mean, Bernie right now has AOC, you know. Here's a guy that it looked like, you know, even with Hillary trying to undermine him, Biden, of course, and the establishment, it really looked like he was almost projected to be. And the establishment were going to try to use Bloomberg to derail him. That failed. And then Biden was bombing. So they didn't think that, you know, good old Joe could, actually, you know, have a resurgence, a resurrection, politically speaking. And he did. So, wow. But it was something that I kind of predicted, not just kind of, I said that Joe Biden would be, the opponent for Donald Trump. And I did say that Biden, would be the last man standing. And that's exactly what seems to be. More to come. Hold tight, right back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Now, back to the Tom Donahue Show, liberty-loving and freedom-fighting.
Welcome back, Tom Donahue, Tom Donahue Show, Tom Donahue Reports. Final segment for this week, and we've stayed focused, you know, completely on, you know, the demolition derby. The last man standing, we can't say last woman standing. Well, I guess you could say Tulsi Gabbard, which we've talked about in some ways favorably. Other ways she does, you know, fit in with the Dem party. But she's being completely ignored, even though she has a pretty impressive background in some respects. And we've talked about that before. But yeah, she's still part of the candidate's race, but she's not going to get any attention. And it's basically just a slight irritant on the sidelines there. Bernie Sanders is looking demoralized. He's, you know, looking disheartened. And I don't know if he says he's got the fight and he's going to continue on. And as I mentioned in the prior segment, he can do that now without spending a lot of money on the campaign trail. I mean, rather than, you know, although he does, you know, like a college professor, you know, he'd be in some lecture hall, you know, that's the way he sees it. You know, the world according to Bernie, you know, and he gets, you know, red-faced, and he gets very animated. But also, just like Warpath Warren, he seems very angry and very mean-spirited. With Trump, he goes from catchphrases to humorous stories and remarks, and he, in his own way, captivates an audience. But he doesn't have to do it with the yelling, and he doesn't have to do it with, you know, whether it be yelling, screaming, and just crazy rants. Now, he does go on his rants, but like I say, he does have, and he does ridicule, and he does, and he can be actually pretty funny. And he can, of course, he does boast, and of course, you know, he's never wrong. And we've talked about some of his own personality baggage or disorders, but I have to say that there's no senility, and he's still very sharp mentally. No, he's not a genius, and I've brought that to the attention of our audience here. Although, if you're part of the fawning Fox media, the Hannitys and those types, Trump can do no wrong, and he'll be defended for everything and anything. Where I will point out to you that in terms of his overall political agenda, I favor. In terms of many of his programs, I favor. Do I have issues sometimes with the wording and with the presentation and sometimes his, you know, getting into into the mud hole, and actually, you know, almost drowning in the swamp himself? Yes. Not because he's swampy. It's because he wants to have fights, with people that, are unworthy of time and attention. So you have all this coalescing and you have all this coming together. Very, very quickly. Some of it was orchestrated. Some of it was organic. Organic meaning that people are truly voting for Joe Biden. And some of it is they're voting against communism. So there is a ray of hope in the sense that not all Democrats are communists. Not all Democrats are socialists. Not all Democrats are radical and ultra-liberal. So I rejoice. And I'm glad to see that there are some practicalities and sensibilities, and that the party itself isn't completely off the rails, and isn't completely demonic, and that isn't completely diabolical. At least from my perspective, that's a good thing. The other thing is that, let's just say hypothetically, and I do believe Trump will win, I do believe he'll get reelected, but let's say he didn't. Would you rather have someone like Joe Biden with his baggage and with his corrupt ties and with his history, and we kind of have a sense of where he'd go with the country. But I don't think he would be nearly as bad as Hillary. And I think he would be a lot less dangerous, than Bernie Sanders. And I think that he would play ball with some of the Republicans. It would almost take you back to the Bush years or the Clinton years, talking about Bill Clinton. And I think that the country could still survive Biden. I don't think the country could survive a Hillary. I don't think the country could survive a Bernie Sanders. I think it'd be the point of no return. Do I think that it would be problematic? Do I think that it would cause a lot of issues for us Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, independents? Yes, indeed it would. So that's what I have want to say on that. Now, I did promise you that I would go to a quote from, and this is a very recent quote, matter of fact, you know, after the recent primaries, and this is what Joe Biden had to say, that, I actually heard this myself. I think that if you were listening to Biden's speech, you would have heard it too. It might not have thought about it all that much, because it happened, you know, sometimes you'll hear certain words and it'll just slip by you quickly. But these are the type of words that they don't slip by me. And they get noticed and they get repeated by me. Okay. And I do make sure that it gets posted in TalkStream Live's news headlines and TalkRite and Alt Media. So, being the editor for the news headlines for our digital and apps sites and platforms, it's a good thing. And our social media. So this happened to be that Breitbart decided to print this and also show the quote. And this is what it was. Joe Biden says that, quote unquote, restoring world order is American responsibility. Yeah. So former vice president, now front runner, and essentially going to be the nominee, barring something disastrous with his health or something disastrous within the party. But all signs are pointing towards Joe Biden being the Democrat national candidate to, you know, challenge Trump for presidency. So you have this quote, and it was from Philadelphia. And this is what really is unnerving to me, is he's at the National Constitution Center, which I've talked about. I've actually broadcasted from there a few years back, and quoting founding fathers. And he's talking about restoring world order. Now, that's code for restoring the new world order, or the dark world order. You know, it's the established order. It is the demonic dark order. It really is what we always refer to as the new world order. You know, so Joe Biden is letting them know. But he's doing it in one of the most sacred, one of the most historic, and one of the most significant sites within the United States, within the Keystone State here, within the great state of Pennsylvania, at the National Constitution Center. And he is saying that is the goal, is to restore the world order. Wow. That is probably something that is more important in this broadcast, more important for you to consider. And Bernie Sanders just wants the communist order. And Bernie Sanders would at least to some degree challenge the Wall Street order and the financial order. But unfortunately, he wouldn't only be going after the ultra-rich and the power elite, but he'd be going after everybody's money, and he'd want, you know, the communist redistribution, and the fact is that he would want government to be the order, not the corporate order, and the power brokers, power elites order. I have to say that, and this is an interesting from the Gallup poll that was part of this article from Breitbart. They quote that 58% of Americans believe the U.S. rates very or somewhat favorably high in the world's eyes. So nearly 60% of Americans view this president and America in the present day as in a favorable light, they believe, regardless of criticisms and regardless of the media's onslaught of Donald Trump. And that means that this world order, this dark and devious and diabolical order, you know, the hidden hand, you know, the unseen hand, you know, the globalist, the internationalist, the new world order. And he wants to restore that, because that means that you got to take Donald Trump and America first. And he was very critical of America first and what he believes that means. and he wants the restored world order. So that's what you've got with Biden. And the other thing that's quite ironic here is that, I know he'll pick a female, and he might even pick a female of color, but we don't know that. But you got Bernie, and you've got Biden, and they're both very old white men. And then you've got Donald Trump on the Republican conservative side, an older white guy. So speaking of political order, people of color and youthful folks and the female order are on the outside looking in. Wow-wee. Okay, that's going to do it for this week. I want to thank a new affiliate, actually a returning affiliate, in my backyard, and even closer locally than once was, at least the studio, and that's WFYL 1180 AM radio station. It's serving the greater Philadelphia area, primarily suburban Philadelphia and parts of the metropolitan Philadelphia area. Officially, the location is designated Jeffersonville, as in Thomas Jefferson, like the ring of that, of course. And their motto for the station is working for your liberty. So I want to thank Al and Susan. I had a meet up with them not too long ago, and it went superbly well. And we may do some local things in terms of live and some interviews and special appearances and those kind of things. So for the time being, especially with the virus crisis, we think it's best to just continue to offer the program as is, pre-recorded, and we'll continue to do so. And beyond WFYL, Jeffersonville, Pennsylvania, studio located Abington, Jenkintown, do want to thank our remaining affiliates, strong, loyal affiliates, and that includes Red State Talk Radio, and also their sister companion digital station, Red State Encore. And of course, my good friend and contributor to the show, Angeline Marie, her digital online streaming station is K-Star Talk Radio Network. Great programming there. And I do want to thank the good folks at Liberty News Radio out of Utah. And in California, it's radio station KCAA Radio, AM and FM. And KCAA Radio is located in Southern California, Riverside, Loma Linda, and so we appreciate them. And of course, TalkStream Live worldwide, TalkStreamLive.com. TalkRight is part of that as a channel and a separate app as well. And of course, our podcasts are freely available for download and listen. And you can go to my website, TomDonahueReports.com, TomDonahueReports.com. Till we meet again, have a great week. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We certainly are looking out for your health and your well-being. Take good care.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.